Every so often, a genuine publishing phenomenon emerges. The latest one is no Harry Potter, but the reason for its meteoric rise to the top of Amazon's bestseller list is self-evident. The cover makes this promise: I can make anyone fall asleep. It's a promise that sleep-deprived parents can't resist, and one that NPR's Lynn Neary put to the test.
If you're a parent looking for that magic switch which will put your child to sleep, Carl Johan Forsen Erlund thinks he can help. He's the Swedish psychologist who wrote and self-published The Rabbit Who Wants to Fall Asleep. At the moment, he's also the second most popular author on Amazon, just behind perennial bestseller James Patterson. Sleep expert Susie Giordano says Erlund has a built-in audience of desperate parents.
They will go to anyone or anything that promises them heaven, your baby sleeping.
The book tells the story of a rabbit named Roger who wants to go to sleep but can't. It's not the most compelling story, which seems to be the point. And it's not just the story that's designed to put a child to sleep. It's also the way a parent reads the book. It includes instructions about when to emphasize certain words or when to slow down. It even suggests that parents yawn here and there while reading it.
We're going to go upstairs and sit in your room and read a book.
We're going to read a book.
We figured we needed a real child to get a sense of how this might work. So we dropped in on Karen Loeschner as she put her 2-year-old son Kai down for his afternoon nap. At first, Kai seemed to be falling under the book's spell.
Roger could play in the park all day long until he fell asleep on the swings.
Now,
it allows him to swing back and forward, back and forward, slowly relaxing.
That quiet spell didn't last long.
A trap book.
All the sounds he could hear made him and you, Kai, even more and more tired.
Kai got up, went to the bookcase, found his favorite truck book, then climbed back on his mother's lap. Karen gamely continued down the rabbit path.
I am going down to visit Uncle Yawn, said Roger the Rabbit, because he will help me fall asleep now.
Okay, so the book didn't really work for Kai. And to be fair, there was a strange woman with a microphone lurking in the background. Even so, his mom says the book just didn't grab him.
Number one, it's too long. He's two. Yeah. You know, the attention span is not where this book needs him to be. And, yeah, it's real wordy. There's hardly any pictures.
Yeah.
So there's nothing for him to look at. He just sees text and is like, oh, what am I going to do with that?
Sleep expert Susie Giordano says the book is meant to be hypnotic and may work better with older kids. She suggests parents practice reading the book a couple of times and then make it part of their routine.
You know, so the story can flow in a way that's intended to, with the understanding that, okay, I'm trying to relax my child to a state of complete calmness so they can fall asleep.
Oh, and for what it's worth, Karen Loeschner read Kai 2 truck books after I left, and he went right to sleep. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.